Horrid Henry and the Bogey Babysitter. No way! Shrieked Tetchy Tess, slamming down the phone. No way! Shrieked Crabby Chris, slamming down the phone. No way! Shrieked Angry Anna. What do you think I am, crazy? Even Mellow Martin said he was busy. Mum hung up the phone and groaned. It wasn't easy finding someone to babysit more than once for Horrid Henry. When Tetchy Tess came, Henry flooded the bathroom. When Crabby Chris came, he hid her homework and accidentally poured red grape juice down the front of her new white jeans. And when Angry Anna came, Henry... No, it's too dreadful. Suffice it to say that Anna ran screaming from the house, and Henry's parents had to come home early. Horrid Henry hated babysitters. He wasn't a baby. He didn't want to be sat on. Why should he be nice to some ugly, stuck-up, bossy teenager who'd hog the TV and pig out on Henry's biscuits? Parents should just stay at home where they belonged, thought Horrid Henry. And now it looked like they would have to. Ha! His parents were mean and horrible, but he'd had a lot of practice managing them. Babysitters were unpredictable. Babysitters were hard work. And by the time you'd broken them in and shown them who was boss, for some reason, they didn't want to come any more. The only good babysitters let you stay up all night and eat sweets until you were sick. Sadly, Horrid Henry never got one of those. "We have to find a babysitter," wailed Mum. "The party is tomorrow night. I've tried everyone. Who else is there?" "Got to be someone," said Dad. "Think." Mum thought. Dad thought. "What about Rebecca?" said Dad. Horrid Henry's heart missed a beat. He stopped drawing moustaches on Perfect Peter's school pictures. Maybe he'd heard wrong. "Oh, please, not Rebecca, not Rabid Rebecca!" "Who did you say?" asked Henry. His voice quavered. "You heard me," said Dad. "Rebecca."
"No!" screamed Henry. "She's horrible!"
"She's not horrible," said Dad. "She's just strict."